This is episode 60 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast, and this is Ron. I'm in my car headed out to you know where, Stone Mountain, for a run on the trail today. It's a pretty nice day, temperature 74 according to my thermometer on my windshield. It is sunny. It's like fall, but just a little bit warmer. And I'm anticipating having an excellent run on the trail today. I think what I'm going to do is record while I'm running on the trail, have one of my stream of consciousness recordings. Hopefully it'll make some sense and maybe you'll enjoy it. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for downloading this podcast and listening to it. I have a new podcast call-in comment line once again due to the inactivity on my previous one. It got canceled, so I had to get a new number, and I'll give it to you sometime during the show. I don't have it with me right now. So I'll rummage it up and put it in the program. So I will meet you on the trail a little bit later. Okay, here we are on the trail, and I'm getting ready to start my run to Indian Island and back. See a dog up ahead. I'm doing a left turn here, so it won't matter. But I'm heading to Indian Island. Do a loop, hopefully, if I get that far. Just depends what mood I'm in by the time I get this run on going seriously here. It's a beautiful day on the trail. It's not too hot, not too cold. Got my Brooks ASRs on, my old ones. I think they're ASR3s, which are the Brooks trail version of the Adrenaline. And I'm running today on the trail just as a warm-up for the trail race that I'm going to be doing next Saturday out at Triple Mill Park. It's the Georgia State Trail Running Championships, first annual. I don't know if there'll be a second annual, but there's a first one right now. And it's put on by Dirty Spokes, which is the same people that put on all the Xterra races, the Xterra trail races anyway, in Georgia, Alabama, and I believe South Carolina also. And it's going to be an eight and a half mile trail race, and it's supposed to be a pretty tough course. Has a little bit of everything in it, a lot of hills. I think gonna go across some creeks, running on some big outcroppings of rock, various things like that. I've run out of Triple Mill before on parts of the trail back before they paved anything out there. This is different from what I had run on. What I'd run on partly is what they paved. And I don't know, I haven't really examined the map. They put it on Garmin Connect, what it looks like. And I need to go over it and look at the elevation changes and things like that. But hopefully it's going to be a good run. I am racing it, but it's really going to be more of a training run than anything else. If I feel good, I'm going to try to run faster, but it's not a major race for me, even though it's billed the Georgia State Trail Running Championship. I'm going to just use basically a gallery run-walk pattern, which worked really good for me in the last Xterra trail race I did, because after, I think the first, what was it, 2 miles? I think it was 2 miles. Might have been four, but I think it was two that I ran, and then I switched to Galloway's run-walk for the rest of the race, which I did a 3-1, and I ended up winning my age group doing that. So I figured if it worked in that race, which was a 15K, I can use the same strategy, this 8.5 miler, and see where the chips fall, you know. I'm hoping that today when I'm on the trail here, I don't run into too many people. I like it when it's just me, for one reason, because while I'm recording, then I don't feel self-conscious when I go, you know, if there's nobody I'm going by or coming the other direction, I don't have to worry about it. I can just ramble on and talk and talk. Yesterday, my daughter Laura and I went out to, well, came out here, parked at the same parking lot I'm at today, and we did 9.5 mile long run using Galloway's 30-30 run walk. We averaged about a 12:54 pace, had a very good run. What was strange is after we got back home, my daughter got sick and felt bad the whole rest of the day. It's like a stomach problem. So I hope she's not coming down with a virus or anything. I've gone a little over 6 minutes of walking here. I think what I'm going to do is continue walking while I'm going up this. I'm going uphill, basically. And once I get up to the top, I'll be coming back out on the pavement to go underneath the railroad trestle. Then I'll end up going into the parking lot for the walk-up trail that goes up the mountain. And then I hit the trail again and head down towards the carving across there and over past the grist mill to Indian Island. So hopefully I'll have a decent run. I don't know if you know, I started a new podcast. I call it my short format podcast. It's kind of like just a quick update. They're usually anywhere from 3.5 minutes to maybe 8 or 9 minutes, mostly in the 5-minute range, hopefully. Of course, I did one that turned out to be something like 40 minutes, which I hadn't planned on. I should have made that a regular Lost Trail Runner podcast instead of an update. But I was just kind of excited about starting a new podcast, so I put it in there. Anyway, it's hosted on Podbean. And it's called Ron's Update / Lost Trail Runner. You can subscribe to it on iTunes or go to Podbean at podbean.com, or you can do an RSS and subscribe to it that way. Well, I think it's time to start running here. Well, no, I got my gym boss. I let it go 30 seconds and I'll take off running. Get a pattern going. I'm using the pattern that I'm planning on using for the 8 mile race this weekend today, which is a walk 30 seconds, run a minute and a half. Okay. Using my podcasting mic, sometimes the cord bangs around and interferes with the sound quality. When I put it in GarageBand, you can hear the banging of the cord while I'm running. And usually on the more recent recordings that I've done runs like this, I've put the cord underneath my heart rate monitor strap. But that's kind of hard to do when you got your shirt tucked in. I hope I get in the flow of it, because right now I don't feel like I'm in sync. So maybe after a couple of more run sections I'll start feeling more comfortable. Hopefully, anyway. Running through the parking lot at the walk-up trail right now. I'll be going back to the trail in a minute. Just crossing over the railroad tracks onto the gravel. Then I'll hit a sidewalk here. And it goes for about 100 yards. Then I'm back on the trail. Okay. Just got back on the trail. Passed a couple people there on the sidewalk. Ran through a little bit of my walk break there, so I'll make up for it now. I was listening to Gordon this morning from Running to Disney, and he seems to be having a dilemma on whether he wants to keep the name of his podcast Running to Disney, since he's more of an all-around person now as far as he's doing tries and other races, and really isn't going to be running a lot of Disney races in the future. And I know what he means. He's thinking about changing his speed and all that, and you really hate to lose any of your historic stuff, because on this podcast I'm hosted on Mobile Me, and I feel like I'm trapped there because of the that's where all my podcasts are. It's where my iTunes feed goes to, all that. And when I started my new short format podcast, I just went straight to Podbean and started it over there, skipping Mobile Me altogether and hosting it right on Podbean. And I seem to have more flexibility that way. So I'm having kind of a dilemma on what to do with this podcast as far as hosting, because my website is on Mobile Me. All my podcasts are over there. And if I want to change my feed, I don't know what all kind of a mess I get into. But I'm going to look into it, get things arranged where it's easier for people to find it and all that. Because right now, I did come up with a strategy. I don't know how good it's going to work. Is once I publish in my podcast, mobile me, and it goes to iTunes, then I copy everything and paste it on Podbean, because in the past people can't go to Podbean and listen to it or download it because it has no feed there. So with me copying the audio over there, I tried it on my last one on 59. Looks like three people hit it on Podbean and listened to it. I don't know if anybody downloaded it from Podbean or not. All this technical stuff is a pain. I just want to run, talk, and have a good time, you know. Not that I don't like the technical stuff. Some of it I do. But I just wish it was more portable and more transparent, or whatever you call it, where you could move it around and all that stuff fairly easily. And maybe you can. Maybe I just don't know much. I need to maybe get in contact with some of these people that have podcasts that change things around all the time. I know Zen Runner, Adam Tinkoff, he changes his about every 20 minutes. You know, he's got a new project going. Every time I turn around, it's almost hard to keep track of him. I've been listening to Zen Runner with his, what is it, iPadio or something like that. And now he's switched to Planet Tinkoff. So I subscribed to that now. So now I'm subscribed to both of them. So I guess he still records the other one too. But I think his main one's going to be Planet Tinkoff. Seems like when I get out here running and trying to record, I slur words and I just do dumb things. And it's a pain to go back and edit when I'm putting it in GarageBand to cut all the crap out, you know? So bear with me if I pronounce words wrong and say things that don't make any sense. That's just part of the podcasting on the trail. I'm probably about halfway between the walk-up parking lot and the carving on the front of the, on the face of the mountain right now. Pretty soon I'll be coming down off the trail to the lawn in front of the carving, cross over there, and then back into the trail again on my way to Indian Island. Where was I? Back a while ago, I was talking about my daughter and I running the long run out here. We did 9.5 miles using Galloway's 3030. Had a pretty good run, felt good. Averaged like 36 seconds faster per mile than our goal. And I think we did the 9.5 in 2 hours and 2 minutes, right around a 12:54 pace, running 30, walking 30. Which isn't too bad. I've come to the conclusion that the run 30, walk 30 is going to be my backup plan for any race that I crash in, you know, where things go wrong. I can just switch to 30-30 and recover it. So I think one day we ran 30-30 out here and ran under 12-minute pace. So it just depends how you feel is how fast you go, you know. Even with a run walk, usually these trail runs are pretty slow. I don't know if it's because I run slower, which probably I do, or Garmin just loses distance in the woods. It seems to keep it pretty good. I've never noticed the signal disappear. I have no idea how long this run's going to be today. Just running, you know. I've gone a little over a mile and a half right now. And my long walk there at the start dragged my average pace way up. It's around 15-minute pace right now. It'll slowly come down as I run, though. As I mentioned in my intro, I've got a new call-in number. I had originally put a message on Twitter that I was thinking about just scrapping the call-in number because nobody ever calls it. And it expired again, so I had to get a new number if I wanted to keep using one. And I put on Twitter, bye-bye calling a number. And thought about it a couple days and decided, it's free anyway. I'll just go ahead and get a good new number and have it available if somebody wants to call in and leave a comment. And when I figure out what the number is, I'll let you know. I'll look it up here in a minute on my next walk break. So I've got it on my cell phone. Okay, I'm starting to drop down behind the miniature golf course. Trail runs behind the village. I think they call it Crossroads Village. And there's a miniature golf course across the railroad tracks near the village there. And the trail kind of runs off behind that little miniature golf course and the mountain itself and heads downhill till it comes to the lawn. Okay, my call-in number is 206-350-3517. And of course, if you use a cell phone to call it, there's no long-distance charges. If you use a regular phone, I guess, you'd have to pay toll charges if you had that kind of a long-distance plan. But anyway, I'd appreciate it if somebody give me a call and leave a comment to tell me how bad this podcast sucked. Because I'm just rambling on again, trying to think of what races I have between now and the Disney half in January. I got this trail race coming up Saturday. Then on, I think it's November 6th, Atlanta Track Club has a 5, 10, and 15-mile race out here. Okay, now I'm in front of the carving on the little sidewalk that runs by the lake. Morning. Probably hear the fountain in the background. It's in the lake. I've run by here before. You've been able to hear it in other podcasts. Usually the train will come by and blare away. I'm getting ready to go back in the woods here. I hit a gravel road and then bear to the right and go back in the woods on the trail. I am feeling better than I was when I started. I know I do run slower whenever I'm recording, so this is a podcasting run, not a training run. Okay, now I'm heading into the trail. This section down in here is pretty low, and there's a creek that the trail runs next to, and sometimes when we really get a lot of rain, this part of the trail is more like part of the creek. Right now the creek's fairly low though, and the trail's dry. Time to run. I'll be going around a bend here in a minute or two and be going over the railroad track. I'm wondering if the trail at Triple Mill has as many roots and rocks as this trail does. I always go to one of those races with intentions to record while I'm there, and I never do. I'd like to interview the dirty spokes guy that puts on the races, and talk to him how he got into doing the trail races, because dirty spoke, you hear that? That's the ballast from the railroad track. I just went over the track. Because Dirty Spokes originally is a mountain bike group. I think he put on mountain bike races. And he kind of morphed into this trail race thing, and he's been doing a pretty good job of it. If you want to check any of it out, you can go to the website, dirtyspokes.com. See his races, his Xterra races. He also puts on races that are not Xterra races, that are just Dirty Spokes races. So he's got the Xterra in Alabama, got the Xterra in Georgia, got the Xterra in South Carolina, and puts on his own races under the Dirty Spokes logo. So I think he's keeping busy, don't you? Originally, he had a race out at Harbin's Park here in Gwinnett County, where I live, back in September. And it was just before the 13.1 half. And I'd originally thought about maybe volunteering for that. And I ended up working out at the golf course that day, so I didn't get to do it. Okay, now I'm coming up to the road around the back side of the mountain here. I gotta get across here before cars come. Okay. Now I lost my train. Oh, I know what I was gonna say. In that Georgia State Championship trail run next weekend, if you win your age group, you get free entry into the Xterra Trail Race at Victoria Bryant State Park. I believe that's a 10K trail race. So there is an incentive to try to do well. It would be outstanding if I could win my age group and get a free entry. I'd go for that. But we'll see. I did win my age group in the 15K, so I can try the 8.5 miler. But it's one of those things, you just don't know. I hope to do well in that 8.5. And I think doing a 3-1, or basically a 1.5 in the 30 seconds, will help me, because it keeps you, to me, it keeps me more focused. Because when I'm running those trail races, if I'm just running straight, you know, I tend to drift off. And that's when I trip over something. Where if I'm doing 1.5 minute run and a 30 second walk, that variation keeps you more focused on what you're doing. And I think my daughter Laura, I think she plans to use that same pattern. She may try 2 and 30 seconds. She had mentioned that. That's what I used in the 13.1. And it worked well for me, but a trail race is a different animal. That's where I'm switching to 1.5 and 30 seconds. Well, I'm almost to the grist mill. You can probably hear the creek I'm going next to here. I'm coming up on the grist mill now. And you'll hear the water from the water wheel shortly. Probably just sound like static or noise. Maybe it'll sound like water. We'll see. I'm going to try to get away with the least amount of editing in this podcast, so just bear with me when you listen, because I may just leave mistakes and gaps and everything else in there just for the heck of it. Who knows? Sometimes if there's a long pause between when I talk, I try to cut it out just to save space. But other than that, I'm just going to try to leave everything else in, regardless of how stupid it is. I'm going up hill here by, there's a restroom by the grist mill, and I'm on the pavement walking up past that restroom, and I turn left and head out on the next to the road that goes to Indian Island. There's kind of gravel next to the road that I can run on, so I don't have to run on the road itself. The trail actually cuts off by the grist mill and runs down by the water, but it's such an up and down snake pit. Well, there's no snakes, but that's just what I call a snake pit. Lots of rocks you gotta jump up on and go over and come down and around roots and stuff. I may run back that way after I've looped the island. That way I don't have to run up. This is, see, I'm going down a hill right now by the road. If I run on the trail and it runs down by the water, you pretty much just come up next to the grist mill, and there's not too much uphill and downhill. It's just the rocks you gotta traverse. So I may do that. This is gonna be a slow run, but at least it's enjoyable. I'm down in the 14s right now, so it is coming down. There's a man sitting there on the wall. It's kind of like a seawall thing by the lake. I thought he was fishing, but he had his cell phone and he was texting. Almost to the covered bridge. Getting close to 3 miles. This might end up being a 7 mile run, I don't know. Because I'm just now getting to the covered bridge. And it's, I don't think it's a mile around, but it's close. Bunch of people on this covered bridge. There was about 6 or 7 people on the covered bridge there when I went across it. Just looking off the edge. I'm back in on the trail on the island now. Started out, it was kind of sunny today, but now it's just kind of overcast. Not rainy overcast, just cloudy overcast. Last week when my daughter and I did the Magic Mile workout, did a 9:45 for the mile. So we calculated her half miles. And I think what it comes out to, she has to average about a 9:20 pace in her Magic Miles for now. Then we'll do another Magic Mile in a couple of weeks, see if the time comes down. But that training plan worked for me in the 13.1, even though it was a B race for me. It was more of a training race, see where I was and how I could do. My goal for Disney is not let my daughter beat me. She may. We'll see. She's getting closer and closer. That's what happens when you get old, right? Your kids finally catch you. And then eventually pass. That's when you know you're getting old. But you know what's amazing? On Halloween, I turned 69 years old. And mentally and everything else, I don't feel any different than I probably did 30 years ago. I do have aches and pains that I didn't have back then. Particularly this pain in my belly that I keep putting off going to the doctor about. I guess what I do is, you know, if I go, well, I can run. It's not stopping me from running, so it must not be that bad, right? But I do have to go to the doctor and get it seen about. And quit putting it off. But I just hate to go to the doctor. Because the majority of these doctors don't know how to deal with the runners in the first place. And they would just say, oh, well, just don't run and it'll quit hurting. And of course, that's not the answer you want to hear. And now that I'm stuck on Medicare, a lot of doctors don't even want to see you because Medicare pays so little of the cost, you know, that they keep saying they're going to be cutting fraud out and all this, but all they really do is screw the people that are on Medicare. And when Obamacare kicks in, it'll be the same way for everybody. You too can enjoy the benefits of having sucky health care. Like with Medicare, you get one physical ever. When I was with Kaiser Permanente, before I went on Medicare, I used to get a yearly physical. With Medicare, they give you one when you first go on Medicare. And that's it, buddy. So much for the preventive medicine, right? Let's just wait until something goes bad, and then I'm paying for it. That's our motto. So all you people that think the government health care is going to be the greatest thing ever, let me tell you, Medicare sucks. Obamacare is going to suck even worse. And they're getting Medicare for that. So you can tell how my health care is going to be. So basically, if I want anything done, it's going to come out of my pocket. Medicare says they pay 80% of your expenses. That's a bunch of bull hockey. They pay 80% of what they want to pay. See, this is October, and I've went to the doctor 2 times, and I think Medicare's paid $16 total. Hi, how you doing? That's like $16 total out of about $400 of expenses. You calculate that for me and see if that comes out to 80%. And I got United Healthcare as a backup. And of course, they don't pay anything until your deductible's reached, and it's about $1,500. So they haven't paid anything. So to say that I'm disappointed in government healthcare is an understatement. So like I said, all you guys that think it's going to be the best thing since sliced bread, just hold on. You too can have health care that really sucks. At a higher price, too. Well, I'm through with that rant. What else we got to go for? I'm down to 14:19 now. On the way back, I might get into the 13s. Hopefully. Heart rate's 128. Don't you like listening to that beep every minute and a half and 30 seconds? You could run with me and use my timer. That would work out just fine if you're doing a wanted to do a 3-in-1 equivalent. As long as I don't edit too much out. I'm getting back close to the covered bridge again. There's a gentleman getting ready to go fishing. Had him a chair and bait and tackle with him. Going over there to the lake. It's this trail run right. Runs right next to the lake before you get to the bridge. Here we go. We're on the bridge again. I don't know if it sounds echoey or not. I guess when I get past the little seawall area, I'll drop down on the trail and run on it back to the grist mill instead of going up hill over here. I thought you were fishing at first, then I saw you're texting.
I'm texting,
Ran back by that gentleman that's sitting on the wall there, texting away. Okay. And now, tricky part's coming down to the trail by the lake here, because there's these boulders. I gotta come down. Oh, okay, I'm on a trail. I gotta pay attention down here. Closing in on 4 miles. So I should get somewhere between 6 and 7 miles today. hopefully. Whoa, a lot of roots here. Yeah, I don't want to trip. I'll probably break my recorder, so I'm holding it in my hand. And you always end up putting your hand out to break your fall. Going over all these rocks here. Oh, it's kind of hard to run in this section. Coming on the grist mill, you can hear it in the background probably. Okay, I'm gonna go on the bridge around the grist mill. There's a walkway that is built right onto the edge of the grist mill with railing, wooden bridge type thing. Goes over the water. Oh. So far, this has been a fairly good run. Not exceptionally fast. Looks like I lost some pace on that section back there. I think I got some photos already saved of some of this stuff I've run by, and I may put it in with my show notes on my blog. I guess I'll just resolve myself that this is going to be a run with a pace between 14 and 15 minutes. And I usually do go slower when I'm recording anyway, for some reason. Maybe I'm trying to be careful, or more careful, so I won't crash, you know? Back up to the road here, crossing the road. Truck just went by. And now I'm headed back down in the woods, the other side of the road. You might be able to hear my breathing pattern. I breathe in twice, out twice. I've used breathing patterns ever since I used to run seriously. I'd start out a race and I'd be doing two in and two out. And then as I get going faster, I'd have two in and one out. And then near the finish, when I was really trying to hit it, I'd be doing just one in and one out. One thing it does is keeps you from getting side stitches. At least me, it does. I can't speak for everybody. But when my daughter gets a side stitch, when I'm running with her, I tell her she better start breathing, belly breathing, and doing the two and two. And she will, and it'll go away. Just one of the little running tips I've learned through the years. Just went over the railroad track, headed back towards the carving. This is basically an out and back run with a loop on the far end. This week I've been trying to catch up on some podcasts. I listened to Steve Runner's Intervals. I got them done. And then I listened to, I don't think I've caught up on all of the Dipidations, but some of them, I usually get about four behind and then start catching up. And then, of course, running to Disney, I've been listening to Gordon. And he really is a good example of what doing things right will do for you. You know, eating right, doing core exercises, doing your training right, makes a big difference. Sometimes I get the training right. It's the other two I fall down on is core strength exercises. I've started the 100 push-up program that I've got on my iPod Touch about 50 times now. And I'm starting over again today. I mean, I don't start from the bottom, but I'm really not very far along either. And the eating, I'd really like to start eating healthy. My problem is I want to eat a lot more vegetables, but I have trouble coming up with ones, you know, to eat. I mean, I like peas. I like butter beans, lima beans. I like broccoli. But once you get past those, I don't have much creativity or I don't know what. So there would be something, if I could con somebody into giving me a call and giving me some ideas on good vegetables to eat so I can start eating more healthy, I'd really appreciate that. Because I can tell you, my diet pretty much sucks. I try to, you know, I'll eat salads. Like last night, had a Greek salad. It was really good. But I also had an Italian hoagie to go with it. So that probably canceled out any good in the Greek salad. But that hoagie was good too. I'm back in front of the carving. And you can hear the fountain out in the lake there. So, if you have any good vegetable ideas, why don't you give me a call on my comment line at 206-350-3517 and leave me a message of some ideas of good vegetables, healthy vegetables to eat. Because I'm getting tired of about the three or four that I do eat. And of course here in Atlanta we do have Whole Foods, along with Walmart's, Gordon. We got plenty of those too. We got Publix, Kroger, Whole Foods, Walmart, Sam's, Costco. All of those places probably have healthy foods if you know what to look for and can pick them out. So somebody give me a call, okay? I'm begging again. And I'm going uphill behind the golf course right now. Starting to fade too. Oh, it beeped just in time. Started walking just when it beeped. Well, I've probably rambled on enough for now. So I think I'm gonna stop recording, finish my run up, and maybe talk to you when I'm back in the parking lot. Okay? Out. I'm back in my car headed home. I finished my run up. I got in 6.55 miles according to my Garmin. I averaged 13.58 a mile, so I finally broke the 14-minute barrier, which isn't too bad for a podcasting run, especially on the trail. So I felt good about my run today, enjoyed it, enjoyed talking to y'all, and I guess I'll see you next time. Well, we have once again come to the end of another podcast, so I will give you the contact info on how you can get in touch with me. First, there is my new call-in number, which is 206-350-3517. You can leave a comment on my blog at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner. Or you can send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com. And last but not least, you can leave a voicemail on Skype. I am Lost Trail Runner on Skype. And I just looked at an email I received, and I had mentioned earlier in the podcast that Georgia State Trail Running Championship this coming Saturday, that if you win your age group, you get free entry into a 10K trail race at Victoria Bryant State Park. Well, I was incorrect. It says age group winners receive a custom embroidered jacket, with the second and third place finishers receiving a free entry into the Victoria Bryant 10K trail race on December 4th. So, that's even better, because hopefully I can at least finish in the top three. I hope I'm not over, estimating my ability. But anyway, this is the end of the podcast. I appreciate you listening to it, and I hope that when the next one comes out, you listen to it too. See you later.